the biggest gap between where we will be and where we are now is that a lot of the questions you ask, it doesn't have an answer for yet, because we haven't figured out how to create the program in a way where if you ask an obscure question, it's harder for Google to find. But if you ask something obvious, like, how many people live in the United States? It'll know that. But if you're like, how many people moved to the United States in 1967? We're not at the point where we have the software able to answer that question, but it's possible.
So when you code, like Alexa, like these devices, do you have to put in every single question that people think that people will ask? Or like, how do they know?
It's a great question. It's something called an intent. You think of what are the intentions that people have? They want to know the Wi-Fi password. That's an intention. They want to know where the pool's at. That's an intention. They want to know how to check out. That's an intention. Once you figure out those intentions that people will have, then you figure out how are they going to ask for that? What's the Wi-Fi password? What's the Wi-Fi? What's the internet information? Then you brainstorm all those specific sentences. The more sentences, so then Google takes that list of sentences that you said, and then it uses machine learning to expand upon that. So the more examples you give it, the better it's able to predict sentences it's never heard before and then direct that to the right intent. So when we were talking about like the different languages and the fact that it recognizes your voice, you walk into this room, you've already hit the sign in with Amazon button. So when you walk in, you say, I say, Alexa, play my October 2018 playlist. This random hotel room I've never been in starts playing my music. And then I just, let's say that's the only thing I use. And then I go to bed and I wake up in the morning and then I say, good morning, Alexa. Alexa then says, good morning, Pat. The next three events on your calendar are X, X, and X. Here are the news sources that you listen to in the order that you like to listen. Me, it's tech news. So it'll play like Wired Magazine, it'll play TechCrunch, and it'll play, I think, Wall Street Journal Tech.
You do that now?
I do that now. That honestly gets me out of bed, because if it's just an alarm, I just kind of shut up, Alexa. But if I, as soon as I say shut up, I say, Alexa, good morning. Then she starts to read the news. And once I start hearing what's going on, my mind's like,
oh,
what does that mean for voice? And then I'm awake. You know,
it's like a
slow ramp up to just like being really curious about what's going on right now and then doing it. And it's all curated to me.
You're short-circuiting your reward system. That's awesome.
Yes. And it's not like a newspaper where I have to sift through it. Every single morning, while my brain's still foggy, Google's like, hey, these are the things that conscious you said was important.
Yeah.
Every morning.
You know what's insane? It looks through all of the articles when you ask it a question, and it honestly gives you the right answer more than not. Like, it does tell you exactly what you're looking for, like way more than you would imagine it to, and it will tell you the site that it's coming from. It's saying, hey, I pulled it from this site. That's the answer to the question you just asked. And it just makes you realize, okay, well, if you can speak four times faster than you can type, how much time would that save throughout your day? Boom.